Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Moore. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Virals. Aparicio scores. Savarin moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Savarin moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Savarin scores. Snyder scores. Gentile moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Lee Stang now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gentile scores. Powell moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin bunts towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Verhals. Orsino moves to second. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Batty moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gentile strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Lee Stang. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to third. Power moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Green scores. Power moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Dick Hall now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Hall reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Jim Perry. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gorrell moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gentile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Gentile moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power strikes out. 1 out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hall strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggenberg fires to third and picks off Adair. 1 out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hall bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Orsino moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Orsino moves to third. Hall moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 3 in the game. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires to third and they've got Orsino trapped. The throw back to Batty who tags Orsino for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savarin. Batty reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Verals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Verals reaches second base with a double. Batty scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verals scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Stu Miller now pitching. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.